welcome to a brand new podcast. You are listening to Clash Royale Radio. I am your host, Dylan.
And I am Dalton.
And I'm your boy, Caleb.
Caleb and Dalton.
Let's go.
We are excited to start this brand new podcast about Clash Royale. Anything Clash, we will talk about.
So we're not going to talk about everything in Clash Royale, but we'll talk about
everything.
99.9%.
We don't talk about basics. That's too basic.
Whatever, dude.
Too basic.
Someone's going to go in the chat. Oh, you forgot something.
Yeah, you probably would forget something.
Yeah, that's why I wrote it down.
So, all right. So, we got a new season. So,
this is a interesting season. It's the Clash Fest. Never had one before.
Clash Fest. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Pretty brand sticking new.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're giving out quite a bit of stuff.
Well, okay. Before we talk about the new season, I do want to mention we have a Clash Royale League that us three are playing in.
That is true.
I do want to mention that because I think it's really fun. And it starts today.
It does.
So you're going to lose. You're going to lose. I'm going to win.
Oh,
so.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm already 0-6. So.
No way.
So yeah, we have a Clash Royale League that just us three kind of set together and play against each other. And then we have a playoff after that. So
yeah,
it's just kind of fun.
It is fun.
Play 38 games total, yep. and then we
don't just like play against like us like 38 times. I don't play Dylan and Dalton 38 times. What we do is just like we pick like a random game.
Yeah, we have like some bots with that too. So yeah, there's 20 teams total. So anyway,
but anyways, it's a lot of fun, and we've been doing it for how long? You think 4 seasons?
We are on seven
seasons. Sorry,
7 seasons.
Wow, I'm behind.
So it's been probably 6 months.
Yeah,
we've been doing it for six months.
Pretty
so it's
cool.
Actually really fun. So.
It's a lot of fun. Yep. So. Anyways.
All right, let's get to the brand new season. So, I want to talk about the season pass. So, in Tier 5, you get the Books of Books, which is a book for everything or anything you can download. Or download. Yeah, you can download any card. But anyway, Tier 10, you get that nice Skin Tower. What do you guys think about Skin Tower? It's kind of nice.
It looks all right.
It's pretty dope.
I'm kind of curious because Tier 20... the emote. You got that TV with the thumbs up.
I'm not going to lie. I think that's pretty cool.
Really?
Okay. I kind of like it. I don't know about you guys.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Not a big fan?
It's...
I don't know why they did a TV remote, though, but I mean, I thought it was kind of cool.
It's not bad, but... it's just kind of weird. It's kind of different. We've seen better, so...
That's true. We have.
And then Tier 35, we got a rare Book of Books.
Tier 30 is the same thing. Gold coin with the... guaranteed champion at King level 14 chest.
Yeah, you get that every season.
Yeah. Always at 30
every season.
Tier.
So,
anyways, on 35.
What do you guys think about the map, the arena?
It is okay.
It's different.
It is different.
I like it. I actually really like it.
You do.
And I am so glad we're done with the
pixel.
Yes,
pixel characters.
I was just kind of tired of it, and I was.
I feel like that season took forever.
I think we just got done with the Royale Pass so fast that it just kind of took forever for the whole season. So
that is true, but man, I'm so glad it's over. I think this arena is a lot better than the last one. The pixel one.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, it's okay though. I'm not saying it's like, oh man, this is the best arena we've had. No, I don't think that's so. But
Don, do you like this arena?
Yeah, I was over with the
pixel. Yeah, I was too.
We're for the nice and clean.
So, I want to talk about the last challenge. Did you guys complete it?
What last challenge? Oh yeah.
It was a triple elixir challenge.
Triple elixir challenge.
And then you got the elixir golem emote,
bro. Yeah, let me tell you, golem, royal recruits, which.
Clone.
That deck, I did not lose against in that challenge. Just ate them up. Plus, it's like, what was it? It was triple elixir. You just spam. And it was stupid.
Yeah, I was watching a few games of him, and he was dominating.
They could not
I played like a bowler, E-Giant, and I was doing okay. I had to reset it once, but it was doing all right.
What were you doing, Dalton?
I didn't really play it.
You didn't play it?
No.
Look at you go.
I didn't.
That's okay. This is going to sound sad, but does anybody do war in Clash Royale?
Yeah, I do once in a while.
I do not. I never war. I donate. I never war.
So our clan is super, super chill, and you either war or you don't. Doesn't matter. And we have people in the clan that hasn't been in the game for like months. We have what, probably 10 to 15 strong that play every single day. So, it's just kind of a casual clan. We just do whatever we want. And, it's been fun. I've been liking it. We've been getting people join a lot. So it's kind of nice.
I don't even understand how to war in this game. I've owned it for, I think I played it for 5 years so far and haven't warred yet.
Yeah, warring is pretty fun. You can only war like four times a day, and then you're done. But it's all right.
I know nothing about it. I love playing ladder. Ladder is my favorite. So,
do you ever war, Dalton?
I did a couple times. It's different how.
Yeah, I tried to at least play at least one, and if I lose, you still get a few. If you win, you get a little bit more. Whatever, but it is what it is. So, let's talk about the challenges coming up. Clash Fest. So, number one, which just got over with this triple elixir, the party elixir golem emote.
Yep.
Dalton missed out on that one. And then Monday, which is today, this time of this recording, the 5th, it's the Retro Royale. And then you get the Goblin Carnival emote. And then the third challenge, which will be the 12th, is a dual challenge self heal emote.
That looks pretty bad.
Actually, it looks kind of cool.
I don't really like it.
Anyway, number four, the fourth challenge, September 16th, is a 2v2 challenge with a high five emote. I really like that one. That one looks really cool. Then the fifth challenge, September 19th, ban pick duels. For the first time, we get a ban pick duel, and it's again like an all seeing emote where the barbarian is doing like the eyes, like I see
you. That reminds me of Doctor Strange. It does, doesn't it? Dalton.
Anyway,
turn off your phone.
Oh, dude. That's funny. We were saying turn off our phone, but we all have our phones.
I need to turn down my computer. That's
there you go.
And then on the 23rd, a sudden death challenge. And did I already see that one? No, it's always watching you emote.
I love that one. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And then on the 26th, you get a ramp up challenge, and it's a high voltage.
Have we ever had a hidden Tesla emote?
I think so. I think there's a few.
Okay.
But
I don't got it.
It's not just that, guys. You also get pretty cool stuff. The winner is able to travel to the world finals, which is pretty cool, which takes place on September 23rd to 25th in Helsinki, Finland. That's pretty cool. And then we also received some pretty cool gifts and stuff. You have a chance to win a free iPad, find out how to do that, and a golden P.E.K.K.A. trophy.
Yeah. Throughout this whole month, play the challenges because you don't have to win them. You just have to play one, and you'll be in the raffle. That's really cool. Yeah.
It's a random pick. You have a chance to earn yourself a iPad, a golden, or some more merchandise, and a golden.
And there's a challenge coming up. I think it's trophy. I want to say the fifth challenge on the 19th. I have to look again, but I'm pretty sure if you like if they raffle it and you win, you get a whole box of merch and your clan as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. Yeah.
But anyway,
cool. Any of you guys want to see these challenges, just go to News Royale on Clash of Clans and it's right there. So
let's talk about what kind of challenges you guys are looking forward to.
One minute. If you guys are any interested in joining our clan on Clash Royale, our clan name is Jesus is Lord.
There you go.
Yeah, and we have 47 currently in right now.
Yeah.
So we only have 3
anytime you guys want to join in, please do it.
But we're constantly filtering out because, like I said, we have a couple of guys that haven't been playing for like 3 months. And I normally wait till about the 4 to 6 months before I kick them because I'm like, well, people want to join, so I'll leave it. So, yeah, if you guys want to join our clan, it's Jesus is Lord.
Is that capital J? I think it's capital J, isn't it?
I don't think it really matters.
I hope not. I don't know if
you research it, but anyway.
Anyways. So, yeah, guys, you guys can join, and,
Well, let's go to the challenges. What are you guys looking forward to a challenge on here?
I'm just looking forward to win that, what's it called? That barbarian one. Exclusive, no. That's 26 in October 2nd challenge.
Ramp up.
Okay. Love that one. Just for the emote, and I kind of like.
Really? Is that one of your favorite emotes?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. I love that thing.
I want the watching you.
That's what I meant.
You said the 26th.
Oh, shoot. I messed up.
That's my idea.
Yeah. Friday, September 23rd. Friday, September 3rd is the Yes.
Yeah, the barbarian watching you.
Yes, I'll have that one.
What about you, Dom?
I don't know. Right now, I'm playing the Retro Royale. Kind of 5 wins out of 10, only 1 loss so far.
Okay.
Trying to get to that.
So
final emo.
I'm kind of Retro Royale is probably the one I was really looking forward to. I actually am looking forward to the 2v2 as well, because hopefully like we can team up. I don't know if I think you might have to find a random. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I hope we can team up. Team up.
Team up.
So,
team up.
That'd be fun.
Isn't there a tournament coming up too?
Tournament?
Yeah. Isn't there a Clash Royale tournament coming up?
You know what? Don't ask me. I don't know.
Okay. I think there is.
Don't ask me either. I don't know.
Okay.
There's a tournament, I think, coming up, but I don't remember when. Man, we're terrible at our jobs.
Hey, it is what it is.
All righty then.
Is there anything else we want to talk about?
The balance changes.
The what?
We can talk about balance changes from August.
Well, I think we're going to hold off for that because I want to talk about the champions.
What do you want to talk about the champions for?
If you have them, they're good. If you don't have them, you're screwed.
Well,
so some people, okay. Some people hate them. Some people love them.
Okay.
So I just want to know what your guys' thoughts about champions. Is this a Supercell mistake, or is this something that Supercell is, like, it's a good thing they did?
I don't understand why Supercell made it only level King level 14 to get them. That I don't understand. I wish it was honestly like 12, 13, and 14. Like when you hit 12, you get them.
Or what if you...
I don't know why you have to be at the very last one to get
What if
it.
You can go, if you're in the league on the ladder, why not get them then?
Yeah, I don't know. But
yeah, that's one thing I don't like about it, because I'm in level 13. I've been playing a lot of 14s, and I'm getting a lot of these champions. And
here's what I mean, saying.
It's not that you can't defend them, but I feel like
people hate them until they get them. That's what I'm thinking.
That's why if you have them, you're good. If you don't have
them. If you have them, and a lot of people actually don't. I've been playing a lot of... I've been King level 14 for a while now. Been playing a lot Tower 14s. Almost none of them... Like I'll rarely go up against a champion. They just don't use them no more. So like I said, like you don't see a lot of people using them no more. I don't know why. I use them all the time. I got 4 decks. I use 3 champions. I use, it would be Mighty Miner is my number one, Skeleton King, and then it'd be Archer Queen.
Oh, really? You don't have a Golden Knight one?
No, I need to.
Well, I was looking really forward to the Golden Knight.
I switched back and forth with the Golden Knight and the Mini Pekka on this Golem Skeleton Barrow clone deck that I have. I've been switching back and forth. The Pekka just has a better hit, more power than the Golden Knight. However, I love the Golden Knight's dash. But what I'm saying is, to my point, is that like I'm not seeing a lot of people play champions.
So what's your opinion is. Though? Do you like champions?
I love them. Okay. I think it's a genius idea. I think they should have put champions in a while ago. But that's just my opinion.
What do you think, Dom?
I think it's brilliant.
Like I said, they're good. If you have them, I like them. But if you don't have them, I wish they could change it to like you get them at 12.
I think that's my only flaw.
And up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's my only flaw at is like you have to wait to 14. Because it does take a while to get to 14. Yeah.
I spent...
It's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. I spent like $50 getting there. Like I spent a lot of money just trying to get there so much because I wanted them so bad. And I was super excited just for the Mighty Miner. I love the Mighty Miner. I love everything about him. Speaking of champions, what do you guys think the most dominant is? I think we had this conversation a while ago, but...
Well, we're going to be talking about the Golden Knight, but he just got a nerf.
Yes, he did.
So, it's tough. I really want to think it's the Mighty Miner.
I think the Mighty Miner... I don't know. Are you saying the Mighty Miner is the best but needs to be nerfed now? Or you're saying that
the Mighty Miner is the only one that hasn't got a nerf yet.
That's true. But does he need a nerf?
Yeah,
he takes a while. I mean, maybe, I played with him a lot. He takes a while to warm up, let me tell you. He does take a while to warm up. I forget the seconds it takes for him to warm up. But he definitely takes a while.
Isn't he the same as like the Inferno Dragon and all that? If you like tap it, it restarts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
But if you have the Mighty Miner and you already got a tower down, you're
guaranteed the next
90% guaranteed you're going to get the other tower down.
Yeah, if you play it right,
yeah,
you're guaranteed to get at least 3 towers. Because sometimes, like if you put them on that side where you have already destroyed a tower, and if they don't do nothing about it, they're waiting for you.
Actually,
to
if they
them
do
over.
Something about it, is what you want. Because send it.
Yeah, but to the other side. If they don't do nothing, you just keep them on that line, let them go to the middle tower, and they're like, oh crap! And now I got to defend it. I was hoping he would transfer, but he didn't.
And then
especially with backup, like if you have Witch behind it, you have any flying or like anything flying to help him protect it, because he can't do it. He can't defend by himself really well. Not with numbers. Mm-hmm. But anyways. My opinion is that to the champions, if you don't have them, you're going to hate them, especially going against them. But once you have them and once you can use them, they're amazing. They truly are.
Yep, I'd agree. All right. Balance changes from August. We don't have a balance change. We don't have a balance change for September.
I don't know why.
I was kind of crazy. I was like, I would have thought they would have did something. They didn't. So we'll talk about the August balance changes. So let's talk about, first off, let's go to the buffs. So they buffed the Prince and the Ram Rider, just the charging state. They charge a lot faster from 3.5 tiles to now 3. So it's a lot quicker to charge. Is that needed? What do you guys think? Good or bad? You guys like that Prince change, and you think Rider. They shouldn't have changed that?
To be completely honest, I don't really play with them.
I don't play with them either. I feel like they could have stayed put.
But yeah, I think it was a, I think it was a good chance or a good buff that they did this because, not a lot of people play, especially the Ram Rider. Ram Rider is not that good of a card anymore.
True, she used to be really dominant.
Used to be like one of the best cards.
Yes, used to be definitely dominant. But
all right, let's go to another buff, Mega Knight. His jump is faster.
Did not need to do this.
Jump is faster 1.1 to 0.9 seconds.
You leave the Mega Knight alone. I don't know why people were thinking that, they needed this guy buffed.
His jump does way too much damage for it to make it jump that quick.
Yeah, especially when you rage it. It's nuts.
Yeah.
He goes so fast.
They need to nerf him back down, reset him back.
Are we all agreeing we don't like this buff?
No, this buff sucks.
I don't like it either. And a lot of more people are playing it now, obviously. Yep. But before this, a lot of people are still playing him. I know that he got nerfed before where his jump wouldn't do as much damage before.
Yeah.
But I feel like because they did that, they needed to have him jump faster.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know. They should have kept him. I feel
like the same. Executioner.
This is a fantastic one. This is probably one of the worst decks out there, I'd say. 5 elixir spend, and he wasn't very good. But now
he was pretty trash. But now after the buff, he got a projectile range from 6.5 tiles to a whopping 7.5.
Which is really good, I think.
It's pretty far.
Yeah, so I honestly am thinking about using him. He's already level 14. He's maxed out on me.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't use him, though. I'm just like, he's almost there. I might as well use some of the gold to get him there, I guess.
So what do you think about this buff? Do you like it or do you not?
I'm going to start using him more. He's really good on defense. He's amazing on defense when it comes to flying in air. However, the one thing I do like about it, but at the same time I don't like about it, is whenever he throws it, it hangs there for a while and it comes back. So it takes a while for him to reload and rethrow it. I wish he was more like I wish he was more like the Dark Goblin. He was just flinging that thing, but he's not. But
so you like it?
I do.
Like the change?
I like the change.
What about you for the Executioner?
Bringing him back.
I do like it because now he can shoot. He'd be just short of shooting 3 tiles all the way across the whole arena.
That's true. Yep.
So you can play some like on the other side, and he'll still attack.
Yeah, You play him if you play him in the middle, he can play both sides. That's kind of nice for defense.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing a lot of witch too.
Very little cards you can do that. You can do that with a princess.
Flying machines.
Flying machine's really good.
Flying machine. Dark Goblin, I think, can do it, right?
Dark Goblin, yep.
And Firecracker. So there's not, out of 107, there's not too many cards that you can place him in the middle, but I kind of like it, honestly, having some in the middle. That's just really good defense.
Right.
That's why I said he's a good defensive card.
He does because he does double his attack with his.
Yeah. Like I like it because it was one of the worst cards. You're spending a whole 5 elixir, and now they're trying to bring him back. So I think adding a whole tile into that, I think that's going to change the game. So let's go to the Ice Golem, another buff. So after death, the slow effect is 0.5 seconds.
Yeah, I love
it. I don't know what it was before.
This is great for my 2.7 Hog Rider deck. It's super effective. He's only a level 12 too, and he stuns them still for a while. And it's like, wow, this is nice. Get a couple hits with the Hog Rider, we're good.
I like this buff as well.
Yeah, bringing the Ice Golem back, even though he, I don't know, like.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At the Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out the Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
I don't really see him in a whole lot of decks besides 2.6, really, with Hog.
2.6 normally, yeah. But he's really good on defense, and he only costs 2 elixir. Also, it's another light freeze, so it's pretty nice. Card, really.
He is a tank.
He's a mini tank.
He takes a while to die. I can imagine of a level 14 Ice Golem, because a level 12 Ice Golem, they throw Valkyrie or even E-Barbs. They take a while for him to hit. Like, they have to swing at least 4 times, I think, to knock him down. This is a level 12 we're talking about here. Pretty good. Pretty tough.
So let's go to Golden Knight.
Our first nerf.
Yeah, and Golden we probably Knight. Saw this coming because last month it was terrible with the E-Giant and the Golden Knight. So the health went down negative 10%. Is this a good thing or bad thing? What do you think? Good nerf or good?
Very
or
good? Good.
Yeah.
He was the best.
He was OP.
He was the best.
Yeah,
the best.
Nope. He was one of those, like, he was like a mini tank. You can, yeah, he was seeing him a lot with the E-Giant decks for sure. Well, let's go to the Skeleton King, because the Skeleton King got another nerf as well. His summoning ability was 18 skeletons, and now it is to 16 skeletons. And Kayla, you're probably hating this. What do you think?
The Skeleton King?
Yep.
Summoning 18 to 16 skeletons. I mean, yeah.
You like it or not?
I mean,
he probably doesn't like it.
Well, I mean, it really doesn't really make a big old difference.
I don't know if it makes a big old difference less, because he's still overpowered. Like, I use him a lot.
Okay, you're spending 2 elixir for a dang graveyard. That's
still
stupid.
That's 16 skeletons. And if you don't have zapper arrows, that's why you use, like here's what I do. I use giant skeleton with a skeleton bear on one side, waiting for the zap or arrows. And once they arrows that or whatever, I already have my Skeleton King out, ready to eat up all those souls.
And hey, we're another, not talking about your deck. We're talking
there's
about
another
the,
graveyard.
If you like the
but that's what I'm saying. He's
not
overpowered. There's another graveyard. He just types into elixir. Here comes 16.
I do got a question.
It does not help. Like just that? 2 less.
How many doesn't skeletons come out just of a normal graveyard?
Yeah, that was my question too. Let's go look it up real quick.
Let's go look it up. Would be what's everybody so guess? What's same, everybody man. Guess? What's everybody guess?
I'm gonna guess.
I'm gonna say
18.
22. 14.
Is it 14?
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
It's a graveyard of spell with a wide radius that spawns 14 skeletons over time. So you're literally spending more elixir on a graveyard that doesn't even summons, I guess.
So, yeah, so graveyard why, goes 14 skeletons. That's a skeleton king is 16.
So I wonder if they
and you're spending
it,
only 2 instead of 5.
Yeah.
So you think Skeleton King, I here's what I'm betting then. Since now we're looking at that, I guarantee Skeleton King might go down to 10.
But I'm just saying, if you do that,
because like you're spending 2 elixir for a graveyard, if they keep it at 14, but like,
that's crazy.
That like 10 skeletons, it's not going to be.
And I feel
that
like
much,
if they do that, then I feel like they're going to bump up the skeleton spawning in the graveyard up, since you're spending 5 instead of 2.
Yeah, but honestly, nerfing this
it really didn't do a lot.
No, 2 less skeletons, still overpowered. Mm-hmm. So,
Electro Giant, he got a nerf. His reflected tower damage is -33%.
It still didn't. You know, I hate the fact that they nerfed all these things thinking that the mirror wasn't the problem, but the mirror is the problem. A level 16 of anything is overpowered.
Okay, yeah, that's true. But I think the giant needed a nerf. I think this was a good thing. And I'm an E-Giant player.
Don't
I love the E-Giant player. And now it's hard to play him because he doesn't do that much damage when he gets on the tower. He still does the same amount of damage to troops.
I say
but
he
to towers,
does. No, I say he lowers
different.
The lowers the damage on troops, but keeps the damage on tower. That's what I think.
Yeah, that could have worked too.
Lower the damage on troops.
I actually like that.
Whenever you have a card that is targeting towers only, or buildings, that's its job is to deal more damage onto those towers than that. But whenever you play it, you're wasting 7 elixir. I'm like, yeah, he's great for defense for attacking the other troops. But his goal is to destroy a tower. I say we keep the damage on the tower, but you can lower the damage on what he does to troops.
I like that nerf way better. So
I would love that way better.
What about you?
But, so, yeah.
Anyways, but still, like, I'm still like I use Mir a lot, and they should have put Mir in here because I think Mir.
Yeah, but needs, how do you fix Mir?
I'd say you do level 15, not 16.
What's the difference?
So go back to where it was.
Was that where it was?
It was one level higher. One level higher. Elixir.
I mean, still, because like I'd say so, because here's why: level 16 Mir is just overpowered. Everybody's using Mir. It's overpowered if you think about it.
I disagree with you. I think he's fine. I think Mir is fine because Mir was never played when it was whenever it was only one elixir or one level higher. Now 16, you see, it's not over the top being played. And you have to be pretty skilled about it too as well. So I think the Mir is about where it's sitting, pretty good. Plus I like level 16, and you're also paying another extra elixir. So to me it's perfect.
You might have a point, but man,
it weighs itself out. It has its pros and cons, and they're about
that's true.
Yeah. Okay, fireball nerf. Push back to 1.8 tiles to only one tile.
I don't see this as a difference.
I hate this. I don't know about the pushback really.
I think 1.8 to 1 is a lot.
Do you use fireball?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I have that one deck with the Royal Recruits with fireball, and pushing back those balloons is nice, but now only one tile. You know, I think they should have pushed it back by 1.5, maybe 1.4, but not all the way down to 1. I mean, that's just me.
I can't believe they pushed back fireball, but they don't push back log. You know, they don't
right
the log.
Yeah,
so everybody gets mad, like, don't do the log.
Yeah, yeah,
log. Everybody uses log. Yeah, that's why. But anyways, okay. Fire Spirit
got a nerf as well. 9% less damage.
This is good because.
Wait, does that go for the furnace too, or is that just
no?
Ooh, I don't know.
This is just the Fire Spirit, that one elixir card. The reason why this is a good thing is because a lot of people don't understand this, but that sucker does 300 damage on tower. People don't think like, man, that's not that big of a deal
if he's maxed out
until. Because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll lay him out, and then he'll just start walking down. And people are like, meh. People are some kind of like dumb or like, meh, it's just a fire spirit. It doesn't do that much damage, and all of a sudden does 300 damage every time you do that. You're losing that much elixir, or not elixir, damage.
So you like this?
I love this because, honestly, I saw Fire Spirit a lot, and man, it is actually a tough, it was one of the best cards.
What do you think, Dalton?
It was really good.
I like it.
I think he's an OP card. I mean, he's... He only costs one elixir. He does he'll destroy like all bats and skeletons. So I mean, he's pretty good. I think. I think it was fine.
What does he buff down to? How much damage does he do now?
The Fire Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he does now.
If they buffed it where it doesn't even take out like skeletons or any of that,
then that'd be terrible.
Yeah,
but I don't think so. They wouldn't do. They wouldn't
I know
do
how
that.
Far they.
I don't know what a level 14 does.
You'd hold the button down. No, it's only until level 11, so I guess we won't find out.
Yeah, we won't find out what 14. Anyways.
Elixir Golem. This is kind of like a balance, but I think, to me, they nerfed it.
Each
Golem gives Elixir now. So the first Golem gives you 1 when it dies. Then it spawns Golemites, which when they die, they give you 0.5 Elixir. And then the Blobs... which is the little ones are, each of them will give you 0.5 elixir, which will be a total of 2.
Yep.
So you're spending 3, is it 3 elixir cost card?
Yes.
You're spending 3 elixir and you're giving your opponent 4 total.
Yeah, which is not bad. It used to be worse. It used to be a lot worse.
Yeah, I guess, they say that they,
every little, they did keep every it time, at 4. Every time it broke.
But here's
it.
The thing. Here's why I think they, this is not a balance. I think they buffed it or they nerfed it. Is because now each part when they die, you're gaining elixir to help defend it. So because before you had to kill them all before you get elixir. So I know a lot of these people that play Elixir Golem hate it. I hate the dang card. I think they just need to get deleted. I hate this thing. But I think now it's a little easier to defend because you're getting a lot of elixir back quicker.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. You're getting a lot of elixir back quicker, but also this is still one of the worst cards out there.
Yeah, it is. So for me, I love this. I love this change for me.
Yeah,
so.
And plus 9% more health. That's really good. And six, and when it goes down to the Golemite, 6%.
Yeah,
more health for the Golemite. Yeah. So like they're more buffier and stuff like that. So like,
so yeah, they have a little bit more health, but other than that, I think they ruined the card.
They're still terrible.
Yeah, they're still F tier, literally.
Okay, guys, we got a game. Card showdown.
A game.
And we're doing from one elixir to all the way to 9 elixir cards showdown. So basically, we're taking the one elixir cards, we're going to compare two cards, and then we're going to debate which one is better all the way through down. So let's go to the one elixir, lava spirit versus skeletons. What do you guys think?
Skeletons.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about like against each other?
No, like what is the best card? Like what is something that skeletons you would rather played?
Skeletons. Because here's why. Because I'll just use them for defense. Put them in the middle of the, like if you've got Valkyrie, 10 towards your tower, you know, just put skeletons in the middle. She'll lure over to them. Same thing with anything else.
You can literally defend.
But for Fire Spirit, Spirit just kills himself, deals damage though, but they are still going to lock onto your tower. This one does at least a little bit better defense.
This is pretty tough, but I think I'd go with skeletons too because he's really good at distractions, and especially like on like a P.E.K.K.A. You can kill a P.E.K.K.A. with one elixir, you know, on your side of the map anyway. So anyway.
Gotcha.
So I guess we're all agreeing with skeletons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to two elixir, bomber versus the bats.
Bombers.
I don't know. I love
how the bats I was bombers. The same
this,
way.
This is I'm tough because like bats can like defend the air really well, honestly. Like it can actually take out a balloon. I think the balloon will lock on though. I think it'll lay it down. One bomb.
I don't think so. Not if you lay it down quick enough.
Maybe. If they don't rage the balloon, you have a chance for the bats to get it. The bats have to be the same level or over the balloon. But if you're going after a level 14 balloon, level 14 bats, I think the bats can take it, like what Dylan said, if you lay down it correctly. But I think I'm going to go with bats, though, in this. And here's why. Just because it can defend air and ground. This is just me being more about defense, also offense as well. Because if you're not aware that your bats are locked onto the tower, they can deal a lot of damage.
So, I'm going to tie a breaker here. I'm going to go with bats as well because I think they're more versatile. They can do ground and air, yeah. And you can use them in a lot of decks.
That's dumb. You literally changed it last minute.
Hey, you're welcome.
Just like the freeze.
We're going to get there. So
we're going to go.
Three elixir. Guards versus the dart goblin.
Ooh, this one,
Dalton. Dalton, go first.
This one sucks. This one sucks.
I'm gonna have to go with dart goblin.
Yeah,
honestly,
really.
Just the range and how fast it.
I use guards all the time, but they are so dominant. I got a max,
especially
out.
Defensively.
Oh, that's what they are. You can even fireball them; they'll still live. You know what I mean? Like they're just. They're honestly one of the best cards out there for defense, literally.
I honestly wish they'd make their...
But so is Dark Goblin. You could use Dark Goblin. If you place him right, you could just...
Well, yeah, Dark Goblin, if you hurry up and go to the bridge, he can get 700 to 800 damage. And one thing is bad, you can log him. Arrows kills him. Firecracker will kill it.
That is true. If you're going against Dark Goblin, you could defend it pretty easily. Guards, on the other hand, I don't know. It's just...
I don't know. It does take.
That's tough.
That is tough.
It doesn't take as long to lock on your tower for Dark Goblin, though.
No, that's true.
You always catch people by like a split
second. That is true. Here's the thing. Well, I think the hardest one to defend, this is just my opinion, is Dark Goblin, I'd say. Because sometimes people don't know how far he can actually shoot or lock on. So I'm going to go with Dark Goblin here. I think he's just a better. He can shoot farther. He could obviously attack ground and air. And boy, whenever you rage that boy.
I'm gonna have to agree with you, and I love guards.
I love them too. I use them.
I have Dark Goblin maxed out, and I absolutely love him. And he can give you cheap damage throughout the whole match. I don't know. He's just a really good card.
Yep, the value of you can.
Don't don't don't.
All right. Yes. If I had a drum roll, we
Here
would
we
drum
go.
It. So four elixir fireball versus freeze. Dalton's
Dude,
going freeze.
Literally. We had this debate last time. We were playing the triple draft. Yeah. Dylan Dylan derated about the freeze, like telling me and Dalton that, like, oh, the freeze is not that good, but he's using freeze like every time in the triple draft. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro?
We could have a whole episode just on this topic right here, actually.
So, okay, there's a little disclaimer here, inside joke, whatever you want to call it. We did just us three, we did a tier list, and they put freeze in like an A tier, and I was like, no. There's no way freeze is that good. B is where I would have put it. And there has been controversy about that.
No, we had no controversy. No. This boy right here, Dylan, had.
Dylan, you had.
He hated it every. Yeah. Like, that ruined his entire day. You have no idea how badly he was complaining.
Okay. On a triple draft, a freeze freeze is better than a fireball. On a triple draft.
I think it's better than. I think a fireball is better than freeze on ladder.
You just don't have a spell that can turn the tides in one lay.
You're not going to see a fireball. The only way you can see the fireball like to advantage, if you have the tower so low, okay, fireball, destroyed, right? That's how you can win the game, right? By using fireball.
I hate when people do that.
But that turned the game completely around. Like, if your tower's down and you're going and you're trying to get the guy's tower as well and the time's running down and you see the enemy coming, you can freeze that, save time, and then boom, you can literally tie it up and that can be the turn.
Turntables.
Yeah.
Tables
are
turned.
That's something that freeze can do. Freeze is a game where it can turn the tide so quickly. Fireball doesn't do that.
So what's your pick?
What's fireball?
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, wow.
Like, yeah. No, it's freeze, dude.
Good.
It's fireball. Look at your guys' faces.
I am seriously on the fence because now that the fireball got buffed a little bit and the pushback is not as good. But like you said, the fireball can go on the tower quick and you can cycle fireballs. You can't just do that with freeze. Freeze doesn't do that much damage. Fireball also destroys like Archer Tower. Magic Archer.
Magic. It can destroy the Magic Archer. It can destroy the Three Musketeers, which no one plays.
No, not completely. It
can destroy the Barbarians or whatever.
It can destroy...
The five Barbarians.
Oh, yeah, the Barbarians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
know. And the Hogs now. Mm-hmm. You can't just freeze the Hogs. You still got to place another... You're spending four elixir. This is on Hogs anyway. Yeah. If you freeze the Hogs on your tower, you still need to spend an extra elixir to even destroy them with Fireball.
But I'm still saying it's freeze because, like... You have no idea how annoying it is when your tower gets freezed, when you lay down a whole bunch of troops trying to defend it.
It's not freeze, it's froze.
Oh, yeah.
Froze. Okay, well, you guys won this one. It's freeze, but I think it's fireball.
I don't think so.
After the buff fireball just got.
Yeah, literally.
Let's go to...
You're the one that was just complaining about it again.
The knockback. I play it all the time.
Yeah, I still think fireball is where it's at. Good. So, elixir. Five elixir. Which versus the Royal Hogs?
This one's tough.
I don't know.
Which is so good on defense.
No, hang on. Royal Hogs this is not take your tower if it's unlike if you. I don't
if you ignore it.
Yeah,
that's. I don't think. So. I don't think so.
Because a witch can.
A witch can. Mm-hmm. That's true. She can spawn skeletons faster. Where they're so always going to like
tower doesn't.
But
lock on.
But here's another thing with Hogs. You can split lanes.
That is true. You can't take a tower, but you can lane split. That's what a lot of people do, actually.
With Royal Recruits.
Oh, bro. Let's don't even talk about them.
It's one of my favorite decks.
That is my favorite. That's what my Mighty Miner's in. Because once I know there's one tower down, just lay down the Mighty Miner, switch lanes, boom, dead.
Anyways. So let's pick. What's up? Witch versus the Royal Hogs.
Okay, all right.
Witch.
Here's what I'm saying.
Witch.
It's either Witch for defense or Hogs for offense.
Yeah, well, you can't use Hogs for defense.
No. So it's like...
You actually can.
Yeah, you can. Play, I mean, you technically can.
Lane and then yeah, that's true. And they can just... Could. I've done that before where that stupid Mega Nut would just follow
Mega
him.
Mega Nut?
I call him the Mega Nut. He's a nut. Anyways.
I think we are... like, especially in the meta right now, we're seeing a lot more Royal Hogs.
Yeah.
So if you kind of look at it that way, I can possibly see Royal Hogs...
I think
but for me
Royal
personally,
Hogs are more deadly than the Witch when it's on the tower. So I'm going to go with Royal Hogs.
I'm going to... Well, gosh, dang it. It's so tough because I think we're seeing a lot of Valkyrie. So they can just Valkyrie your Hogs, but they can Valkyrie
same
your...
Same thing, but they got to pick a lane, like I said. Like, I'll switch them. And like that's the best part. You can split them, two on each side.
So what's your pick?
Mine's Royal Hogs.
Royal Hogs, we got Witch.
When it comes to tower on the damage, I think Royal Hogs.
Mm.
Don't mess up.
Don't mess up. Okay. People will slap you.
I'm going with Witch.
Let's go.
Dang it. And that's okay, though, because that is tough.
Because it is more versatile. It plays defense. It plays offense.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a pretty good card. Damage. Does splash damage.
Yep, I remember that. Right. I remember that time where everybody, like, we did not even play Witch at all. But then all of a sudden, like, I'm like, we should start playing Witch. It's actually pretty powerful. And we can't.
Kev, you're the one that got me into Witch. He was like, Witch can counter Mega Knight. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And it did at the time.
If you could play it right, man, it can actually counter and destroy it. I was like, this is pretty good. And especially the best combo, my favorite combo with the Witch is a Bomber. Bomber and Witch, yeah. Or Witch and Mini Pekka, because every time you're laying down a Witch, you better be ready for a Valkyrie, because they're going to lay it down. That's where the Mini Pekka comes in. Keeps all the right. Witch alive.
Let's go with 6 Elixir. Giant Skeleton versus the E-barbs.
Giant skeleton.
Still it's overpowered. Dude, the stupid death bomb.
I'm agreeing with you, because now after he got buffed, so after that buff, he can hit faster, and that's why everybody now is playing him. Yeah, I would agree. I thought that was pretty easy, but I just wanted to try it out.
Stupid nuts.
All right, we're going to 7 Elixir to 9 Elixir. I put these all in one group. So Royal Recruits versus the Mega Knight. Royal Recruits, really?
Mm-hmm.
I love Royal Recruits. I don't play Mega Knight.
Yeah, I love both of these.
But I love Royal Recruits. They're so good on defense. And yes, I think if you play them right and don't let the Mega Knight jump on them, they could destroy it. You know, if you play down the Mega Knight and then you see Royal Recruits defending, you're going to need to play down another card to help the Mega Knight get through. The Mega Knight can't handle that to himself. But by his new buff, he can jump faster, so I don't...
Yeah, it's tough. What do you think, Dalton? You still going with Royal Recruits?
Yep.
Is that what I'm saying?
Just because you can split lanes really easy?
And you can still put 4 on one side and 2 on the other side.
That's so true. You can still switch them.
And Royal Recruits are super good on defense.
That's what I'm saying. Like they can counter Mega Knight if you play it right.
If
Mega Knight doesn't jump on them.
Yeah. When I put Royal Recruits down, I am not worried about a Pekka. I'm not worried about an E-Giant. I'm not worried about a...
Skeleton King. I do not know that one. Not a Skeleton King, but Giant Skeleton. That's the one I don't know about yet.
I'm not worried about Giant Skeleton either.
But yeah.
Obviously you're Royal Recruits if you play a
Or Mega Knight. I'm not worried about Mega Knight either. So I don't know. What do you think?
This is tough because this is so tough.
Just pick one. You got a 50-50 shot to get punched or a hand
shot. Okay. I'd say the best card is probably the Royal Recruits, and here's why. Is because there's obviously more numbers. On the Mega Knight, you're only going down one side. With them, you can split, like what Dalton was saying. You can split them. They have to defend both lanes. If they keep one, that's free damage for you. You know,
I might have to surprise you, but I think I'm going to go with Mega Knight, because you can, they can have a big push, and you can delete that push by just dropping your Mega Knight and destroying a lot of those little cards around.
I mean, that's true, but I think you can
gain a lot of elixir advantage if you use Mega Knight. That's why a lot of people play Sparkies, because you can get a lot of elixir advantage for that. So I'm gonna go with Mega Knight, but obviously the winner is
we'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree. Well, I just think Royal Recruits are better, just because what Dalton said is just that you can lane split and you can play different scenarios on which side you want to play on, which side are they going to defend on. So I think it's pretty strong for those Royal Recruits, Bo.
We just have our different beliefs.
Hey, that's okay. That's the love of this game, bro. Everybody has their different beliefs.
And so let's go back to the winners. We had the Skeletons, the Bats, Dark Goblin,
Freeze.
There it is.
The Witch, Giant Skeleton, and the Royal Recruits.
We forgot to put in a double 8 elixir cards.
No, I did the 7 to the 9 in one group.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's not that much.
You do realize Royal Recruits and the Mega is all 7. 7, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like,
you know. So you missed out for the 9 and 8. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, guys. Top 10 most used cards in the past week. You guys don't have the list. I do. I wanted to hide it from you guys, because I wanted to see if you guys can guess And we'll talk about the top 10. Don't be doing
it. Cheat. Quit cheating.
I'm not cheating, bro. I'm looking.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
You getting wanna... on the game with the Clash Royale.
I played too much. I already know.
Oh, okay. Watch. Put the phones down.
Okay. I'll get them right.
Top 10. And this is according to Royal.
When was this updated?
API.com.
When was this updated?
Like today.
Wait a second. I got to guess 10 to 1. Or can I just... Can I just throw out like
well, we're gonna go one by one right here.
Okay,
thank you. So, and we're talking about the most used cards, not the most percentage, win percentage, or anything, or most the ratings. We're talking about the most used this cards. Is easy. So, this is number easy. 10,
Caleb Buford,
Valkyrie.
Talking about number 10 though.
Yeah, Valkyrie. I think it's Valkyrie. Wait. I thought
too late. Nope, you already locked in your answer.
I thought we were just saying, hey, Can't you go first, and I'll say Valkyrie is one of the top 10. That's all.
No, I'm trying to you guess number 10.
This sucks.
Wait.
This is stupid.
Are champions in here?
Yes, every card's in here.
It's not top 10, don't you? I know what number one
or
is.
Or should I just say it, and then we can talk about it?
Mm-mm. No? Let's guess it, and then
let's just try to guess it. But I think, I want to change my answer, but.
You're going.
Yeah.
I want to say skeletons for some reason.
I got to look at this. I'm sorry. I got to look. I'm just looking on the game, okay? I'm not cheating.
We're going skeletons.
Let me just browse. I'm going with...
top 10.
Yep, I'm going with...
In the past week. So this is from 7 days. That's a week.
Yeah. Geez, oh, dude.
That's 7 24-hour
days. Oh, yeah, gotcha, bro.
Also, we're doing top 10. Pick your answer. Let's go.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Not that hard. You only got 100.
This is going to sound stupid, but Rocket.
Definitely not.
Didn't think so.
Mega Knight is your 10th spot.
Really? I was thinking that he would be like 5.
That was the drop the bomb. I could not believe
so
it.
So many Mega Nuts.
Couldn't believe it. Oh, and
wow.
Yeah.
I suck. Is he even rocking on there?
Number 10, and his usage rate is 16%.
Wow.
So.
Interesting.
Let's go to number 9.
Now I gotta think this out.
Are spells in here?
Every card.
Freeze.
That's up there higher.
Why should that even be on there, Dalton? Okay, I got it.
Go for it.
Goblin Drill.
Goblin Drill?
I've honestly seen a lot of people. I'm surprised. If it is that,
I'm sure it's top 10. It's just not probably 9, though, but we'll see. Can we re-say our cards that we think?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to go Flying Machine.
Flying Machine?
That's
no.
a good one.
Skeletons.
I was
another 16% usage.
Dadgummit.
Is our ninth spot.
So it's either skeletons, probably there's probably fire spirit in there with freeze.
Number eight.
Should we just keep saying the same card and we'll get there?
You probably will never get it.
I'll never get this one?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh. For number 8, I'm going with Hog Rider.
I'm going to go Skeleton Army.
Goblin Barrel.
Goblin Barrel.
16% still. Wow. Usage rate. So we got the Mega Knight, Skeletons, and the...
I'm struggling.
Goblin Barrel. Number 7. You've guys said it before.
Barbarian Hut. I'm kidding.
oh, yikes. I actually looked at him, and he was the worst.
I know, he is.
He was the worst rating.
That's why I said it. He's literally the worst card in this entire game.
All I need to do is make it 2 Elixir.
Flying Machine.
Okay. Log.
You said we said it before. Something.
Skeleton Army.
Ah!
is our number 7 spot.
Gosh, darn it.
All right, let's go to number 6. You guys said it before.
Flying Machine.
What's up with Goblin Drill.
Machine? Goblin Drill. You're still sticking with Flying Machine? Hog Rider!
No!
Hog Rider. Skeleton Army was a 19% use rated.
What's Hog Rider?
And Hog Rider is also 19.
Okay, well, what number are we on?
Number 5. I'll give you guys a hint. It's a spell.
Okay, Dalton, it's either Log, it's a Graveyard.
Tornado.
Or it could be Rocket.
Or Fireball. Or Zap.
Or lightning spell. Who uses lightning spell?
Honestly, I have not seen anybody really using them.
Okay. It's either...
What are you going with?
Fireball. Rocket. No.
Just pick no, one.
No, the boys are coming back. It's poison. It's poison. It's coming back. It is. It's nuts.
What do you think, Dalton?
Poison. Poison. It's poison. It's the poison.
Dark Vader. I'm going with Tornado.
That's a good.
So Dalton says Tornado. You guys are both wrong. Number five spot is Arrows.
I should have said Arrows.
With why a 23.
I just saw it on
23%.
You didn't even name those. Are you kidding me?
Oh, sorry, bud.
All right. All right, guys. Let's get it. We got four more.
I know.
Number fourth spot. You've guys said it before, and it is a spell.
All right, back flying to our list. Machine. It's not Arrows. It's either Rocket.
I'm going Poison.
I was going to pick Poison.
Or you go Rocket.
Could be Clone. I'm just kidding. We didn't say it yet. Tornado.
Or Mirror.
Tornado.
Zap.
Oh. No, we said it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. 24%.
Tornado's got to be up there. It's got to be. It's so effective.
All right, okay, anyways. Let's go to the top three, and I'm going to give you, well, never mind.
I know what one is, I think.
This one's not a spell, okay?
Okay.
That's all I'm going, to say. So top three, number three, what do you guys think?
Okay, I'm either going
to
go
it's going to have to be a champion or something.
Yeah, that's what it's I was thinking.
Champion has to it's be at not, least three.
I'm saying, whoa. Remember, this is the usage rate.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of 14s.
Yeah, there's only a handful of 14s, but I think
about that. I know what number one is. We all know that one.
Yeah. Okay. Top three. So I'm going to go
not
with...
Not a spell.
No, I'm going to say it's going to be Giant Skeleton.
Some reason I want to say Cannon.
Cannon?
That's a good one. I'm seeing a lot of Cannon now.
Valkyrie.
It was Valkyrie.
24%.
She's rated. At number three.
People, I do. She's everywhere. This is the most annoying card, I think, because I do play Witch. I play.
That is Hall. True. She. I mean, usually every time I play, I'm always annoying. Prepared. I'm always prepared for Valkyrie.
She's literally a mini tank.
We suck she's at annoying.
24%.
We haven't got one right.
Oh, you might get one of these right. So number two,
most played.
It's a spell.
It's Log or freaking Tornado or Poison.
Or Rocket.
No, you know what?
I'm gonna say you guys are not going to get it.
Or Freeze.
Snowball. Snowball. Oh, it could be Graveyard.
Or Mirror.
Watch it be a spell that we don't know it's a spell.
Would Mirror be technically a
did
spell?
Did you know the spell. Did you know Goblin? Did you know Goblin Barrel's a spell?
And so is the Barbarian Barrel.
See, that's a spell. I didn't know that was a spell. That's kind of dumb.
Duh.
Anyways. Dylan says we're not going to get this.
We haven't got Zap. Well, Zap and Arrows are already taken.
Zap and Arrows.
Already taken.
Zap and Arrows yes. And the Goblin Barrel.
It's probably going to be Fireball, and Dylan's going to prove his
what
point.
What are you going?
I don't know where I'm going to go yet.
You go that, I'll go Poison. No.
What about Earthquake? It could be Earthquake.
I'm going Poison.
Or Clone. I think
Dalton says Poison.
I'm going Poison. P-O-I-S-I-N.
That's how you spell it?
Oh.
Poison. Oh, it is... I don't think Skeleton Barrel is a spell. I gotta go with Log.
Log?
Yes.
It's Fireball.
It is Fireball. See, this
26%.
Dylan's going to prove his point. Where's Freeze at, guys?
Hey, guys, where's Freeze?
Freeze you see, there. It takes a lot, much higher IQ to play Freeze than it does play Fireball. Because you got to be strategic. You can't just play it on and try to blow up.
Yeah, fruits. You can't just freeze anything.
You got to wait for the right time to right, play. Guys. When you're getting that big push, freeze, and boom, you're done.
You their win. Tower. Number one, guys, most used card in the game with a 34% usage.
Electro Spirit. No, I'm going with probably Giant Skeleton, honestly.
That's
no.
Tough.
I'm going
I think I know what I'm gonna go for, and I think it's gonna be stupid, outrageous, and it's gonna be dumb, but I'm seeing it everywhere.
Honestly, it's actually very easy. I would have got this one.
You would have got this one?
Because you looked at it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm going with Mini P.E.K.K.A.
Really?
That's dumb.
Very you think that's dumb? Everybody's using Mini P.E.K.K.A.
Very dumb.
Mini P.E.K.K.A. the most used card usage card with a 34%. You think it's more used than a Valkyrie?
Oh, maybe not.
I don't think it is.
Well, you know it's not. You would have got this. What? What did you? I would have. You guessed it.
It's not. No, I would have guessed it. Yeah.
I bet you would have.
Number one, most usage card, 34%. It's got a win rate of 50%. And there's a reason for that. Because it's the most used card.
I want to say skeleton.
No, I'm just going to go to my deck and see if I... Oh, wait a second.
I'm going to try skeleton.
50% win rate, a 34% usage.
I'm looking at my deck and I'm just seeing what I use.
Just pick one of the cards. There's only
107.
Seven, and we've used.
I'm going nine. With Witch. I feel like I see Witch more than Valkyrie.
Oh, wow. What do you got?
Giant Skeleton.
Okay, Giant Skeleton is not even in the top 10. It's log.
It is log.
Yep. It's got a, like I said, 34% use rate.
He didn't tell us it was a spell.
I didn't want to tell you that time. You would have got it.
You know, the website you got that from is very biased.
RoyaleAPI.com.
That's well, based on that. You need to change your logic.
Hey, you know what? Let's go look where the freeze is real quick.
I'm telling you, there's not a whole lot of, don't take offense, people out there, but there's not a whole lot of people that have high IQ.
Say that to the player that's like going to Finland for the world champs.
He uses freeze.
I don't think he does.
Guarantee it.
I don't think he does.
I guarantee it.
Dalton, we might have lost this one. But
I'm telling you.
We didn't get one right.
No, we absolutely
And sucked. That was based on ladder, guys. That was only based on ladder.
That's why. I was going off of challenges.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was going off triple draft.
So the most used card. So we got the mirror is at 12.
Yeah, the
mini P.E.K.K.A. I told you. 13.
Mini P.E.K.K.A. is up there, dude.
Tornado is 14.
I figured Tornado would be where Fireball's
Giant at. Skeleton was way lower than I thought. 19. He's used 11%.
Where is...
So I'm actually surprised Balloon is in the top 25. Freeze is 57th.
Hey, bro. That's actually used. Really good.
That's right at 50%.
Hey, look at his win rate. It's 50%, though.
There we go, dude. Win rate, 50%. That's what we got to use
let's,
it.
Let's look at the win rate.
Look at Fireball.
Let's look at the win rate.
Look at the win rate of Fireball.
Win rate versus Fireball versus Freeze. Looks like Fireball's he's at 50%. So I guess they're tied.
Let's go. See, they're right there.
But Freeze is... I must have missed Freeze. Hang on.
Freeze right there.
Okay. Bro. Is that 67? Fireball is at 50.
Wait, is it supposed to be higher win rate?
Fireball technically does. I don't know if they do like 0.004 or whatever, but Fireball is at 50%, but so is Freeze is at 50% win rate. But I don't know.
Dude, look at Mega Knight. Did you see that?
The Mega Knight?
Yeah, Mega Knight's way down there.
The win rate? Yeah, he's way at 70.
That's crazy.
But...
I thought you wanted the higher. I don't get that.
Hey, it is what it is. If we go into the best rating card right now, it's sitting right on top. And I don't know how they define the rating, but it's at 54, and it is the Skeleton King, and then Lava Hound.
Hound's number two.
I don't get Lava Hound.
Yeah, but so is the giant
Skeleton King, bro.
Oh, the big goblin.
Oh, goblin giant.
Giant goblin.
Goblin giant.
Goblin giant. Yeah.
He's at number three.
Apparently, he's really
which good. Is only used for Sparky. So if you look at Sparky,
dude, look at your baller.
He's way down here. I know baller.
Look at your baller.
And number seven. But anyways, guys, that is going to be it. We've been on here for over an hour and 38.
Not a bad
seconds.
First episode. I mean, we were bouncing quite a bit, but that's okay. Let's make it fun. Anyways, let us know if you guys want us to talk about something or if you guys are really mad at us for our decision-making.
But currently, guys, we do not have like an email where you guys can reach out to us, but we are working on that. We are still on the beta stage of this podcast, so you have to bear with us here.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be signing out. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Deuces, buddies.